Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Carrington, high screen of Robeson. Carrington driving in, goes up, blocked by Jackson Davis, tipped down by Curry, and Draymond back to Curry. Curry with a dribble, leaves it for Draymond. He'll attack, lob, Jackson Davis, another dunk for him, a timeout for the Wizards. ...125-112 win as the seconds wind down. The two head coaches meet at center court. And the Warriors will face the Wizards one more time out in the Bay. But the road trip starts on a high note for Golden State, winning the first two. And now it gets really tough as Golden State heads to Boston and then Cleveland and Oklahoma City. The final 125-112, 24 points for Steph Curry, 18 for Draymond Green with 8 rebounds and 5 assists. Off the bench, Buddy Hield had 27 of 14 shooting with 5 rebounds. 15 for Jonathan Kuminga, 10 for Moses Moody. And Trace Jackson Davis going to put the headset on and talk to me here in a minute as the Warriors celebrate. Handshakes and hugs on the floor below us. Trace, can you hear us all right? So I got to ask you, you know, I know you can screen and roll and get the rim and lob. We know that. But I want to talk about that off the dribble assist you had from the top of the key. That was pretty sweet.
Yes, sir. it's something I did a lot at Indiana in college, and just getting to that point, knowing what my teammates like to do, and then just trying to thread the needle and put it on the money.
What was the challenges tonight? You're facing a team of a lot of really young players, but they're all long and athletic. What was your mindset going into this one?
Yeah, we knew that they like to play in transition, and so trying to limit that, make them play in the half court. Our defense has been really solid when we do that, and we just got to continue to chip away and grind.
You had a lot of new bodies come into this camp this year. Are you surprised at how well everything is seemingly fitting together?
No, just being a rookie last year and getting the system so fast. These guys are veterans. They played this game a long time, and so it's an easy system to pick up, and it's one of the best. So I wasn't surprised at all. I think that everyone is a basketball player, and then just getting a position.
A question I wanted to ask you. You spent 4 years at Indiana, and then when you watch some of the players who are coming into our league right now, and they're 18, 19 years old, they're trying to learn how to play, what advantage do you have, did you have, coming into the league as opposed to coming in maybe after 1 year?
Yeah, I think that being a four-year player, being under a head coach who coached in the NBA for 2 years, my last 2 years, I learned a lot from him. And just the systems, offense, defense, both of them. And then just playing, honestly, just the offense that we ran, the type of calls are the same on Golden State. And so I felt like coming into summer camp my rookie year, it was an easy translation from all of the stuff that I already learned from Coach Woodson.
How much fun are you having right now?
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun. This group, it's a great group of guys. We have a lot of camaraderie. We love playing the game together. And at the end of the day, it's always fun when you win.
12 points. You had 6 rebounds tonight, 3 assists. I mentioned that one off the dribble assist and, of course, a block shot. A very good night of work, and it's on to Boston.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Nice win on the road. This was a workmanlike win tonight, and the Warriors put together some really good moments in this one to put this game away. Steph Curry came back. He was Steph. He had 15 points in the third quarter and finished with 24. And our electrifying player of the game early on, we had a couple of thoughts on that. I think I'm going to give it tonight to Draymond Green because he was so good across the board. Good defense, 18 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 of 7 from the floor, 3 of 4 beyond the arc, and 5 of 7 from the free throw line. And then you throw in a block shot to boot. Only committed 2 fouls. Our electrifying. Well, the Warriors tonight had times struggled from the 3-point line. They ended up making 12 of 37, 32%. Now, in tonight's game, I thought the Warriors came out and played really good defense at the beginning, established the lead. A lead they never lost. It led wire to wire. They never got the lead more than 17 Wizards hung around, did a lot of nice things to keep themselves within striking distance. And over the course of the game, I thought the Warrior defense suffered a little bit on straight line drives. Give the Wizards credit. They took advantage of any lapse in the defense tonight. And I think the Warriors have some things to clean up before they go play in Boston and Cleveland. Also awaiting maybe tomorrow some update on Brandon Pajemski, who left the game because he wasn't feeling well. He ended up playing only 13 minutes. Curry on the night in his game coming back played 24. You would expect that if everything responds well after the game tonight, that that can be up to maybe to 27 to 30 in Boston and gradually get him back to 100%. But with the way the Warriors are playing right now, Draymond Green had the most minutes at 28, almost 29 minutes. Buddy Hield played over 27, Kuminga over 25, and everybody else was below that. So they're getting a lot of bodies in there. In fact, you know, if you count it up, the Warriors had a total of 12 players tonight who played 13 minutes or more. And that is really good balance, and you hope that over the course not only of a game but also over the course of a season that they'll be able to wear some teams down. So balanced scoring attack tonight, 24 for Steph Curry, 6 assists. He had 20 off the bench for Buddy Hield. He had 5 rebounds. 18 points we mentioned for Draymond Green with his numbers. My postgame guest, Trace Jackson-Davis, 12.6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block shot. 15 for Jonathan Kuminga, 7 of 15 from the field. He had 6 boards and a couple of assists. And 10 for Moses Moody, who, I have to tell you, that 10 points was well-earned. He hit the deck a lot tonight on drives, easily 2 or 3 times. He had to go down hard. Again, this Washington club battled tonight, and they really wanted to show, I think, the Warriors what they were made of. And Kyshawn George, kid was like 2 of 9 at one point. He finishes 7 of 19. He had 20 points. He had 4 assists, 6 rebounds. He's a guy to look at in the future. We know about Jordan Poole. We know how good he is and what he could do. But give Jordan credit tonight. He had 4 block shots tonight to go with 3 steals to go with his 24 points. 16 points, 12 rebounds for Jonas Valanciunas, another proven product in the NBA. 16 for Carlton Carrington, the rookie. A really good floor game, 8 rebounds and 6 assists and only 1 turnover tonight. And again, I think these are impressive numbers. Double-double for Alexandre Sarr, 10 points, 11 rebounds. And I'm going to be really curious to see how this team progresses over the course of the season.